March, the Stockyard Ag Experience named a new executive director. Abby Bischoff brings with her many years of marketing and nonprofit management experience, plus some impressive 4-H credentials, which is really important. Bischoff has a passion for both Sioux Falls and agriculture. The Ag Experience is growing and now offers free admission, and she joins us now in the Kirby Family Studio in SDPB Sioux Falls space. Hey, Abby. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's always great when my friends get new jobs and get to come on the show.
It's a blast, isn't it? I love it. I love being here.
Tell us a little bit about the free admission and the Ag Experience. For folks who don't know what it is, we better give an overview of this place.
Yeah. So right now, the Stockyards Ag Experience is a museum that exists down at Falls Park. So we're on the north end of Falls Park. We have two exhibits in our museum. Our top level is the 92-year history of the Sioux Falls Stockyards. So it really takes a look at how agriculture and the stockyards specifically kind of built Sioux Falls. It was really that economic driver for this community before we had healthcare and banking and things like that. So that's that top level. And then the lower level is a modern agriculture kind of farm-to-table story. So really great for families and kids, any, you know, people of all ages, to learn about those modern farming practices and connect people with the food that they're eating. So that's really kind of the museum in an overview. And then when I started in March, the board had been having conversations about potentially going to free admission. And we made that move on May 1st, and it's just been incredible. We just have so many people coming in the space
now.
So
many visitors to Falls Park area who are from out of town, too, and have, or, you know, who live here their whole lives and have never, you know, they don't understand, you know, what's happening. Plus, the horse barn was free. When it was an arts facility, people got used to going into that space and learning something and experiencing something. What have some of the responses been?
You know, people are super appreciative. You know, we do have free will donations still down there. So it's always fun when people come through the space and then they come back upstairs and they go, I'm really glad I came in here. This is really well done. And they drop $5 in the free will donation thing. So that's been really neat. You know, it's always fun to see people that have lived here their entire lives and are maybe coming down to Falls Park for the first time. And then they come into our space for the first time and they didn't realize that agriculture was such a huge part of building this community. You know, one of our board members is Mike Mullen from Augustana, and Mike shared some information with me that I found absolutely fascinating, that the first paved road in Minnehaha County was paved to bring livestock to the stockyards.
Really?
And the first bridge that was built over Skunk Creek, I believe, Mike could tell me exactly, but I believe it was over Skunk Creek, the first bridge was built to bring livestock to the stockyards. So it really has, I mean, just the infrastructure and everything has really been built by agriculture in this community. So it's really fun to see people kind of learn that and have a little bit of a light bulb moment about it. It's really fun. So.
And when you go, when you talk about going back to before, you know, sort of the rise of healthcare in this region and, you know, the rise of banking, those of us who grew up in Sioux Falls sort of remember the great Jim Wooster doing the farm report on during the lunchtime news program.
Go,
if you were in high school and you had open lunch, you'd like go home, you'd make yourself a sandwich, and then you'd turn on to see Jim Wooster because he talked so fast and you just thought it was the coolest thing. But you really didn't know because you were a city kid what the heck he was talking about.
Right, exactly, exactly, yeah. That's an interesting point. I mean, I remember watching the markets, you know, I grew up in Huron, so grew up in a smaller town, but I remember seeing that, you know, on the news when we didn't go home for lunch because it was a 15-minute drive out to the farm, so that wouldn't, wouldn't work.
Different childhoods,
Right, right, but when we would be home, you know, during the summer or whatever, and we'd see those markets, it was that same thing. Like, I knew that my dad cared about it, and I knew that there was, you know, obviously value and importance to what my family did, but definitely a strong memory for a lot of people in this area.
So an education for people who grew up here too, who can say, wait, I did know something about this. Yeah. I just didn't know what I didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And what's really fantastic about the museum that they put together, and I can't take credit for putting the museum together because they had that in place when I started, the oral history that's captured in the museum is fantastic. You know, there's people like Jim Wooster and Steve Metley and Dave Munson and Ben Kringen, people that were involved in the stockyards and involved in the community for a long time, speaking about, you know, telling anecdotes and stories of, you know, the economic importance or maybe just little stories about stuff that happened down there and what life was like at the Stackyards and how things kind of changed and grew. So that oral history, I think we have 29 hours of it. Okay. So it would take you several trips.
You get to come back
to get through. Exactly.
What's new and what are you looking for in the future?
So, you know, free admission was a big thing. It's brought a lot more people in, which has been fun. And we're also in, I like to say that we're kind of a nonprofit startup in a way. Yeah. They kind of started the project in 2012 is kind of when the idea started. Kind of formalized things in 2016 with, you know, hiring an executive director, did the museum, did the chamber appeal. So now we're to the point where we're looking to build the outdoor plaza. So like I said, the museum now exists with those two exhibits, which we'll look at changing up and bringing some different things in. But our outdoor plaza is really going to be kind of that game changer for us. So it will be a city park. It will continue more of that modern farm to table story and really give kids an ag experience. So whether that's city kids or people that are visiting from out of state, it'll be right there, kitty corner from Falls Park on the property that the Stackyards sat on, and is going to just enable us to provide so much more programming and more events and really be kind of this crown jewel in the heart of Sioux Falls, which geeks me out in a big way.
So a great opportunity for you to make the transition to executive director during this time of growth. How do you sort of make those plans? You know, the foundation is laid, but you need a bigger foundation to do everything that you really want to do in the future.
It's, you know, and I think that's where my background with agriculture and you know, you mentioned my 4-H credentials, but truly, agriculture is such a community in the state. And so when I got hired, I think it brought the ability to start talking to producers and people in agriculture about what is important to them and what are those experiences that they want to share with people in the city. And so I get excited about that, about being able to bring more people into the process and to collaborate even more and to make it something that's truly authentic and very South Dakota and really a way to honor what people are doing now in agriculture. So
And what are some of the things that they're telling you as far as what is the experience that is important to them that they think other people really need to understand?
You know, it's an interesting year to be having this conversation. Right. Obviously, the egg economy is taking some big hits this year. And I think, you know, I look at my family specifically when I think about this, you know, they are definitely people that are proud of what they do. They don't really want people to pity them. They want to work. They want to be out there. They want to plant their fields. They don't like that they are planting cover crop, right? They would rather be producing food to feed people. And so I think that's probably right now what a lot of people are really wanting to get across is that they want people to know that they want to produce safe, healthy, accessible food for people. And so you know, there's misconceptions that are out there, and there, you know, people obviously can make different choices about the food that they eat. But I think right now producers are just want people to know and understand what they're doing and how they get there. So,
and you mentioned farm to table, and there are a lot of people who are just asking those questions about where, you know, I don't necessarily even want to change what I'm eating. They're saying, I just want to know where it's coming from. And instead of opening up a box of processed something, I want to see exactly what is this? People are curious about the process in a way that is, it's not new because it used to be so intrinsic to who we are, but there's a lot of people who feel that they've lost their connection and want it back.
Well, I think part of that is generational, right? So we now, I think there's some statistic, I'll probably get it wrong, I probably shouldn't quote, you know, wrong statistics on public radio. but something that's more like two generations now of folks are removed from the family farm, right? When 50 years ago, that was not the case, right? Like, there are less and less people that live on those family farms, so there's more generational gaps there. So there is a little more mystery or a little bit of, you know, unknown to, you know, modern farming practices. And the other thing that was kind of eye-opening for me here in the last few weeks, I went to the Governor's Egg Summit, and there was a woman from the Center for Food Integrity that was here talking about talking to consumers about where food comes from. And for a long time, it's maybe been seen as defensive or like, you know, that there's been a different approach. And they're really talking about how conversations with consumers need to happen through empathy and consensus building and understanding where does that concern come from, right? Like you want to buy organic milk, right? Because you're worried about hormones in milk. Well, why are you worried about that, right? Or where did you learn that information? And people are so influenced by, obviously, the internet. Mm-hmm. And it's just figuring out, you know, where people are at and what information they want to know. You're not going to be able to change everybody's mind. And it's not about changing minds. It's just about giving people information.
It's just about telling the truth.
Right, right.
About what is exactly. What really is this operation look yep. like.
And that choice is king. People right. have that ability to make choice. And so you see farmers that are diversifying their operations and going, you know what? Mm-hmm. We think that there's a niche here with organic, you know, whatever. Or we think that there's a niche here with, you know, a specific breed of livestock that I'm raising, you know, and they have that choice and consumers have that choice. You know, we live in a world where people research so much of what they do with every buying choice that they make.
Right.
It's not surprising that people are now doing that with the food that they put in their bodies.
Yeah. All of a sudden you want to know who the farmer is.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know,
Which is a huge opportunity for South Dakota farmers in South Dakota when we talk about labeling.
Yep.
And we talk about lab grown products that yep. sort of taste like meat. It's time for people to say, well, guess what? There is a difference and this is what the difference is. And hi, I'm the farmer. I'm the producer. Yeah. I'm the South Dakotan. Let's get to know each other in some communication.
And that's been so much fun to meet producers that want people to ask those questions, right? They're like, we're not trying to hide anything. We can't hide anything. Like, we're being 100% honest. Just come and ask us the questions. So I think it's great. I think that transparency is wonderful. And, yeah, people just want to learn.
Stockyard Ag Experience is an experience. You can go in for the museum and look for these changes coming up in the future. It seems like that'll be quite a great thing to follow. Keep us posted.
We will.